When I was speaking about vegetarian, vegan diet, and animal rights, I did have a few arguments with a few butchers who happened to be going by, and I did get pushed off my milk crate at that stage. I got pushed off by, I think it was an irate butcher. I'm not absolutely sure. I did later on change topics, and then that did change. So, for instance, yes, I went on a holiday once to Israel. I'd always wanted to go to Israel, and I fell in love with Israel. And I'm Jewish by background, and it got me sort of right back into researching my Jewish roots. So when I came back, I happened to have bought a little, it's like a scarf, but it looked like a Palestinian type scarf, for the sort of identifiable of their sort of their pattern they have on their scarves. So I was still speaking about the vegetarian diet, but I was wearing this Palestinian scarf, and I found people seemed to be more interested in, why was I wearing that Palestinian scarf? And after a few months of this, I thought, yeah, I'm getting almost more questions about the Palestinian-Israel issue than I am than about the vegetarian diet. So I thought, well, I better research, because if you're standing up on your ladder or something, it's good if you can come out with the right answers. So I started researching about the Israel-Palestine situation just so I could answer the questions. So then it sort of gradually morphed into me speaking more and more about that, and then I pretty much dropped speaking about the vegetarian diet and was just talking about the Israel-Palestine situation.